T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jumping off into hour two, welcome in. Tim Zimmer at Master Control, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert across from me. I'm Christian Garrick. For the next hour, we're going to have Mike Dettillier, NFL draft analyst, with us. First, though, I want to squeeze in Joe in Mandeville, one of our favorites. What's going on, Joe? You're on WWL.
Here comes trouble now.
What do you mean, Joe, trouble? But like, we've been investigated? What are you talking about, trouble? Come on.
Are y'all happy about Woodward coming? This guy cannot control his pocketbook. He's going to want to spend all your money.
Well, as long as you win, Joe, you can spend all the money as long as the Tigers win. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
You might as well just, Joe, let's just start. Why don't you just come on every time and just say hook 'em horns? Because that's the only way you look at anything.
Real quick, wait, let me just share
You got 45 seconds, Joe.
I will. I'll be quick. He goes through the archives at Texas A&M Sports. He finds all the undefeated teams that Texas A&M went through and counted them as national champions. That is stupid. Now, he's going to do the same thing for LSU.
Nah, LSU has a little bit more tradition than Texas A&M.
Oh, my goodness. You better hang on to your pocketbooks. He's going to be looking for some big donors. He's got a burn rate.
I'll tell you, he'll get the big donors if he's winning, Joe. He will get the big donors. Hook 'em horns.
Man,
have fun, Joe.
Hey, Joe, we'll get the big donors. You beat Alabama and you winning championships? Come on. No, people will all of a sudden be taking out loans to support LSU to win and be part of the program if we're the best of the best.
The NFL draft 8 days away. We welcome in now NFL analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike, busy day in sports today outside of the draft. The schedule released later on today, and, of course, you just heard Joe there with the news that Scott Woodward will be the new AD at LSU. And I know this is not necessarily your lane, but just jump in anytime you want.
Yeah, Mike, because to me, Joe Oliva, the big donors, maybe didn't want him around, but now he's going to have some kind of a title that he's going to deal with donors the next year.
Come on, Bobby. You know that's just a buyout to get you out of the way. That's bottom line. Listen, they don't want Joe Oliva around, and so this is, I guess, however you want to call it, the soft landing for Joe Oliva.
Right.
But this has been going on for the last couple of years, and I think, you know, the one thing with Joe, and not all of it's been his fault, you know, but Joe never passed the Dale Carnegie test. Okay, he rubbed people the wrong way, and a lot of major donors the wrong way. And in this state where you better get along,
right?
He didn't do that well, and that's why he's not in the position he is. And he just could not make a decision on certain things. And I think for a lot of people, you're put in a spot, and you either got to squat or get off the pot. And we saw that with the Will Wade situation. He would do neither. He put him in basketball purgatory, so to speak. And then, you know, he was told what to do in that spot. But that's the position that he took. And for good or bad, he's out. And Scott, you know, Bob Scott's got Scott Woodward's got a camp on the bayou.
Oh, he must like to fish.
From what I understand, he already enrolled in a country club down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, well, his mom and dad, you know, his family's from that area. He's went to LSU, but he's got a camp here on the bayou.
Well, Mike, you know, it's all about PR. You got to be able to deal with the donors, and you have to always make them feel important. I mean, that's part of the process, and that we're all in this together. We're tugging on the rope in the same direction, and it's all about winning championship, and don't have a pompous attitude that I don't have time for you and I don't want to deal with you. No, when they come a calling, you got to be flexible and be able to deal with those individuals. And just got to have communication skills. And
that he doesn't have, Bobby.
Right.
He didn't have that real well. And the thing with Scott is, if I'd have told you 4 years ago, you know who's going to be the new head coach at Texas A&M? going to be Jimbo Fisher. Most people would have said, come on.
They got a connection going back to 2000 and 2004.
Jimbo Fisher is not leaving Florida State to go to Texas A&M. But Scott ponied up and did the right things and got him out of there. Then he goes get Buzz as the basketball coach, when he needed to make that move. So he's done things and I think has tried to bring that level up. And if you think he's dealing with donors in LSU, man, try to deal with some of them donors that you're dealing with at Texas A&M.
Right.
Because you got a few of those guys there that donate more money.
Texas
A&M
has
a couple hundred.
And Mike, Texas A&M got as much money as Texas.
If not more.
Right.
In a lot of ways spread out across there. So I think this is the job Scott has always wanted. I think he's wanted this position. And, you know, there is something about coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you qualified, you know what? So be it. And one thing he does, he'll pass the Dale Carnegie test. Man, that guy, he knows how to make you feel like you're part of the family, especially when you got money.
At Mike Dettillier on Twitter, M&D Draft Report, MikeDettillier.com. Mike Dettillier, NFL analyst, will join us and now talk draft after we got that out of the way. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Breaking down the NFL draft with NFL draft analyst Mike Dettillier. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick at Mike Dettillier on Twitter. And Mike, I want to look at number five where Tampa Bay is currently selecting. And Bruce Arians going in with his quarterback, obviously Jameis Winston. That's a spot where Dwayne Haskins can trade or could go. Could you see a trade there? The Washington Redskins need a quarterback.
Man, Mike, don't you agree that I think Jameis Winston's better than Haskins? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Man, but here's my deal. I don't think
I'm not saying trade Haskins for Winston. I'm saying for the Redskins to move up into that spot.
No. Okay. I don't see a team moving into the top five for a quarterback, to be honest with you. I think if it's made, it's maybe made at 9 or 10, but it's not gonna be at 5. And again, it's gonna be dominated early. By those front seven guys on defense. And, you know, once Murray comes off the board to Arizona, and then it, you know, Bosa, Josh Allen, Quinnen Williams, Devin White, bang, bang, bang. And then after that, it's going to be kind of where Rashawn Gary and Martavis Sweat ends up. So I don't see a team moving into the top five for a quarterback. And to be honest with you, I kind of see the Redskins kind of waiting around to see what happens. And if their guy's not there, they can pivot and give a call to Arizona and say, what do you take for Josh Allen? Or what do you take for Josh Rosen, excuse me? So I don't see the Redskins being a team to move up to go after, not in this draft class. I'm going to wait back and see what happens. And I even think like the Giants, they won't use the first of their two first-round picks on a quarterback. I think they're going to go defensive line, and then they're going to pick a quarterback a little bit later on
right, with
the pick they got from Cleveland in the Odell Beckham trade.
Now, Mike, all the years you've done the draft, have the Saints, I want you to recollect, and have they never not had a first-round pick? I want you to comment on that.
Yeah, We've done draft classes where they haven't had it. And the year, man, this is real back early, Wesley Carroll got picked in round two. He was the first pick that year. So
yeah, the Miami Hurricanes. Yeah,
yeah, with Miami Hurricanes. So, yeah, we've done some without a first-round pick. And sometimes after they pick, we wish they wouldn't have had a first-round pick. One of the best memories somebody asked me about, we did a draft show when the Saints passed on Eddie George to pick Alex Molden. Mm. And, man, I'm just telling you, guys, we cleared out the place that we were at. As soon as they made the selection, people got so upset with it, they left. And it was Buddy, myself, one of the producers, and one of the sound people. That was it. We're doing it for three or four guys at the bar. Everybody left afterwards. That's when Buddy turned to me and he said, Mike, I got a bad feeling Jim Moore's not going to be here much longer after that reaction. And you could tell people, well, man, come on. You're going to pass up Eddie George to pick Molden.
Well, what was he, Mike? University of Oregon? I want to say Oregon State.
Yeah. And that was one that was influenced a lot by Jim Haslett, who was on the staff at that time. Jim really had really liked Alex a lot. And he had more his ear. And they ended up with Molden, and the Saints passed on Eddie.
And, you know, and Mike, I have a Alex Molden story. And kind of remember – I don't know if his first name was Charles, but it was Demery from UNLV.
Charles Demery, yeah.
I can tell you right now, when I was with the Saints against the Falcons and they were blitzing or playing man-to-man and Charles Demery was on the slot, I was like, okay, you know how you try to always attack the weakest link? Whoever Charles Demery was guarding, that's who I was throwing at, and I had almost 100% success. Well, that was the same thing when Alex Molden was with the Saints. And then I'm playing with Atlanta. Okay, who's Alex Molden guarding? So you cannot afford to be that weak link, especially if you're number one draft pick and what they have invested in you.
One of the things, this was about 3 years ago, Ed Reed does his camp at Destrehan every summer. So I go interview Ed, and, you know, we start talking about players, and he says, you know what's – the one trait, and he said, none of us can guess when they come out of college, would they have to play in the NFL? And he said, they got to have titanium in the backbone. Because he said, you know what, man, they don't care about what you did in high school and college. Man, they're going after you. And he said, for a lot of these guys, right, they've never been thrown at continuously. And he said, you know what, it breaks them down mentally. And he said, then the next thing you do, you start making physical mistakes. You try to overcompensate. And he said, you know what? It's all over. The ball game's over with. I think about that, and I swing it to Patrick Robinson. I think early on in his career, not only teams picked on him, he also had Greg Williams on his backside 24/7.
A lot of adversity.
And so he fought through that. Now, he was able to overcome it, because he stayed in the league long enough. But I always think about that with Ed, because he said, you know, my rookie year, the first three games, they threw the ball at me. I think he made the comment, I think it's either 26 or 27 times in a three-game stretch. He said, well, you know, when we played in the Super Bowl, you know how many times they threw the ball at me? And he said, I was an old man. He said, twice, and I picked off one of them. So he said, right, you know, I was a lot better player, you know, as a 22-year-old that I was in the Super Bowl, but I had the savvy and also to the reputation that you weren't going to throw the ball at me. And he said, that's the thing with young DBs. Do they have enough titanium in the backbone to overcome when people are throwing the ball at you constantly? Because as you said, if you're a rookie coming into this league, man, they could care less. So that's something that
Greedy, they can see if you could play.
If Greedy, if Byron Murphy, DeAndre Baker, all those guys, they want to know how well you hold up, and they continuously go after you. If you remember the Tampa Bay game week one, how much the Saints threw the football to Michael Thomas, guess who they targeted? Colton Davis, the rookie from Auburn. They went after him like he had stole money from him when he was a kid. So it does go to show, when you come in this league and they see you out there, they're going to test you, because like a left tackle, you're on an island playing cornerback.
NFL draft analyst Mike Dettillier, at Mike Dettillier, the M&D Draft Report. Mike, if folks want to get it leading up to the draft, there's still some time?
Yeah, still some time. We still have some left, and they can go on SaintsReport.com and also MikeDettillier.com, and we'll ship them out right away.
Hard to believe it's 20 years since the Ricky Williams trade. We'll talk about that with Mike moments, along with looking at some possible targets for the Saints in the second round and later on in the draft as well, some draft diamonds. Bobby's got plenty to come. Also, the schedule released tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll have Zach, Deuce, and Mike, and Bobby in here as well, talking about the schedule release and the twists and turns of the Saints schedule. If you're on hold, Chuck B in Mid-City, sit tight. Our CBS and local news headlines, and then back more here of Sports Talk with NFL draft analyst Mike Dettillier here on WWL. Mike Dettillier, NFL analyst. Harken back for us, Mike, if you could, back in 1999 when Mike Ditka was the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and he decided he was going to trade his entire draft allotment to the Washington Redskins for Texas running back, Heisman Trophy winning running back Ricky Williams. Well, when you heard that, what was your first reaction? It's been 20 years.
Mike, what was your reaction? He just wanted to go play golf or what?
That's a real long story, but we knew about it. Buddy and I knew about it from the Monday. That's when the draft was the Saturday. Actually, Terry O'Neill had tipped us off that this was going to go down. But Monday all the way through Friday night, and we had kind of kept in touch with Terry, no team had bit, despite the Saints, up in the ante constantly to move up to get Ricky. And so we knew about sort of what it was going to take and what they were going to offer. Here was the crazy thing. Why the hell are other teams turning this down? Because they had 31 other teams, 30 other teams in the NFL, only the Redskins. And the big concern was the Redskins were being sold that year. And Terry was convinced Charlie Casserly had no stroke in this at all. And that he was sort of the puppet GM here, just waiting for the new regime to come in, and he was going to be out. And every time they would go to him, Charlie wouldn't give him an answer. Mike thought he was playing a little bit of poker with him. And that really wasn't the case. It was the fact that he didn't have the chalk in his hand to make it. And finally, I think the ownership groups sort of met and said, hey, listen, this is what we got. You know, and I think everybody said, hey, we taking that. We're going to go that route with it. But actually, Buddy and I knew about it from the Monday all the way through. The thing is, no team in the NFL had bit on the fact that they tried to move up to the Philly spot at 2. They tried to go to Cincinnati at 3. They got turned down constantly for that deal. But Mike thought that Ricky was going to be Walter Payton. He really thought that in his head, and that he needed someone to spark something in this franchise, and he thought Ricky was going to be the guy, and it just didn't turn out to be the case. That was a lot of load on Ricky's back, but we also were told that had they kept the pick, they would have picked Cade McNown, the quarterback from UCLA, which that would have been a dud too. You know, Cade didn't last that long in the NFL, but man, that was a heavy bounty to pay up for Ricky. And the one thing about it is try to do a draft weekend where they pick Ricky Williams and then we got another full day and they ain't got a draft pick. So, Bobby, you think next weekend something? Man, it was nothing.
What did y'all do?
That.
Well, you just talk about the league. I mean, right. That's all. What else are you going to do?
Right. We'll talk about the picks as it would come in. But, right. I mean, what are we going to do right. at that spot?
To keep the local interest, yeah.
But here's the thing. We had record crowds the Sunday because Ricky and Master P came over.
Oh, yeah.
We did it at the Saints facilities. Like you and I, when we first did it together, we were at the Saints facilities.
Yeah, it'd be like an outdoor concert and then a big tent.
Yeah, and Ricky shows up along with Master P, and next thing you know, man, we got thousands of people there, almost like they blinked themselves in overnight. And, yeah, it was something. But we, you know, how do you cover the draft at that point? And, you know, Mike wanted to play golf. That's one of the last things he told me. We had a hard time getting him on stage. The stage was sort of high, and so it took a couple of us to get him up. And, you know, my first thought is when he got up and he raised his hands, everybody went nuts. I mean, it was like he had announced every one of y'all in here are a Powerball winner. I mean, people were really excited about it. And Mike sat down, he pulled the headpiece, and he said, I wonder if this is how Julius Caesar got started. That was his comment to me.
Wow.
And that's how it was. And his last comment to me was, he used to go play golf with a relative of mine, and he hits me and he says, go play golf with Uncle Harvey. And he took off.
Well, the bottom line, Mike, before we go to the break, let me tell you, is Master P still representing NFL players? No. Because he got taken to the cleaners in that Ricky Williams deal.
That's why you see these certified agents now. That's why they make them these NFL Players Association makes them take the test in order to qualify.
But Percy really wasn't the agent. No, no. He had It was his company, but he hired somebody.
Whoever he hired
to do the
was
negotiations
the
with it. And listen, he was a certified agent. Everything else. He just had a bad contract.
Listen,
give credit to Terry O'Neill there.
Yes,
Terry
he took him to the cleaners. Yeah.
And, man, Terry took him out to the cleaners on that. Terry was a master negotiator on that. Listen, he was the guy that ran CBS Sports, NBC Sports. He was the head of ABC News. He's been through a few negotiations in his life.
Well, the thing is, Master P was in over his head. He's very talented.
But you cannot
have a contract so incentive-laden.
Not in the NFL.
Yeah, it wasn't realistic Ricky Williams going to make all those incentives.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, breaking down the NFL draft. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Talking about the NFL draft with NFL analyst Mike Dettillier. A little housekeeping real quick. Due to expected inclement weather, LSU will be closed tomorrow. All scheduled activities and events are canceled. Essential personnel should check with their supervisors if they are needed. LSU Athletics will announce a decision on the baseball game scheduled for tomorrow night against Florida at a later time. Please watch LSUSports.net for a decision closer to game time tomorrow. So this sounds like they're hoping to get the ball game in Easter weekend, so they're operating on a condensed time frame. They can't go to Sunday because it is Easter Sunday. NFL analyst Mike Dettillier. Bobby's got some more for you. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Mike, every year we got to talk about the quarterback position. Obviously, the interest, we've talked about this on past draft shows, Pat Mahomes, and how Sean Payton was a big fan of his. And we speculated that Sean was going to take him. Then all of a sudden, Andy Reid and the Chiefs move up, and they were able to get Pat Mahomes. Almost look at a poor man's version of Pat Mahomes. What I mean by that, and we have a text here from 1583. What does Mike think of the West Virginia quarterback, Will Greer? Now, the reason why I bring that up, because I'm looking, the Saints are picking 62 at the end of the second round, but you have Will Greer going to the Patriots of all teams with the 73rd pick in the third round. That's pretty close. Are you a Will Greer fan or what?
I'm a Will Greer fan. I got to know him a little bit coming to the Manning camp. Bobby, the ball comes out sort of funky at times. But, man, he's a high completion passer. He's a tough guy. Man, listen, they didn't protect him at West Virginia. He was getting racked on every play and waiting for receivers to get open and holding the football a long time. He can spin the rock. He's got a good arm. He can spin it. Now, again, sometimes it doesn't come out. It's not what you would teach someone how to do it. But, you know, then it comes out real nice. He sidearm it, whatever. He makes plays. He's a real sharp kid. Remember, he was at Florida. They were 5-0 with him at the quarterback position, starter. And he gets busted for performance-enhancing drugs. And basically, that crippled the Florida program after that. And he got suspended for a full year. Then he decided to leave to go to West Virginia. Bobby, I am convinced, had he been there, Jim McElwain's still the head coach at Florida. Because, man, they look like they had something going with him at that most crucial position on the field. I think he's there in round two. I know the Saints have spent a lot of time at West Virginia and watch what they do. And he's one of these guys that, he's impressive throwing the football. He has a real great personality. Once you get him started, you know, he can talk it up pretty good. And highly recruited football player, and so it wouldn't shock me at all. Now, I do think one quarterback to watch later on in the draft for the Saints is Trace McSorley from Penn State. The reason I say that is I don't think they want him as a quarterback, but I think Sean looks at him and sees Julian Edelman. And I think that would be interesting for him. I think Trace could play that position.
So, Mike, you talk about Julian Edelman was a quarterback. Where was it? Toledo, Akron? Where
right.
Was,
and yeah. Then he got transformed into a receiver.
And
return
he's a punt
man.
Returner. Yeah. I mean,
look what Trace did at Penn State. Okay, he was an okay passer. A little bit above average. Completion rate. Great athlete, though. Man, he can run with the football. You see his maneuverability skills in space, his run ability. And, you know, if you're looking at that as a punt return guy, that's the first time, Bobby, we saw Julian Edelman. Remember, he returned punts against the Saints in a preseason game. And you say,
right.
Wow, man, look at that guy. I wouldn't be surprised later in this draft the Saints take a long look at Trace McSorley because I think he could play position what Edelman has played.
And, you know, Mike, is he a poor man's Taysom Hill or what?
No, he's more the receiver.
So not the quarterback.
I think he's more of the receiver type where Taysom, he's just a football player. He's the run option at quarterback and special teams guy. I look at McSorley as a guy that could play in the slot and also return punts. And in the NFL, listen, for you to make a roster, you got to do what you got to do. And I think McSorley's the type of guy that would say, man, that's what's going to take for me to play in this league? Man, put me at receiver. I'll show you I can play it. He's a very confident young man in what he does. Very confident. And so don't be shocked at that as this draft works itself out later on. And the Saints have some multiple picks later that a guy like McSorley ends up on this team, but doesn't end up at quarterback. He ends up at receiver and as a punt returner.
Mike DeTilia, NFL draft analyst. We'll step away and come back and wrap it up next here on WWL. NFL analyst Mike DeTilia. Mike, in about 60 seconds, what do you think of Hunter Renfro, wide receiver out of Clemson?
Man, listen, he's not big. He's not fast. Only thing I know is he gets open. He catches the football. When you put, on tape and you watch him, he always finds a way to set you up and get separation downfield. And yet he's not the greatest athlete in the world. He just makes plays. And so, he's going to be a later round pick for a team. But that team that picks him, I bet he makes it. Because you're not going to be able to cut him once you get him in camp. He's that type of guy. He might break the wall, but he won't do it in big pieces. But he's a football player. He knows how to catch the ball and get open downfield. And with all the athletes on Clemson's team, he beat them all out as a starter. Think about that.
NFL analyst Mike DeTilia, how can folks get the M&D draft report, man?
SaintsReport.com, MikeDeTilia.com. We'll get it out to him right away.
And, Mike, right quick, I just want to comment on this. You look at the 6th and 7th round. 6th round, 177, 202nd pick in the 6th round. 7th round, 231st, 244th pick in the 7th round. Christian and I was talking about this in the break. Julian Edelman, he was almost like Mr. Irrelevant.
232.
232, and he ended up being the MVP in the Super Bowl. So watch McSorley. There might be something to that, Mike.
Listen, Trey Quinn got it last year. Just think about that. Yeah. And he was one of the better players in training camp for the Redskins.
Mike DeTilia, thanks a bunch for the time, man. We'll talk to you next week as the draft gets underway. Benjamin Watson, former Saints tight end. All
right. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.